The Tale of Kitty in Boots by Beatrix Potter. Once upon a time, there was a serious, well-behaved young black cat. It belonged to a kind old lady who assured me that no other cat could compare with Kitty. She lived in constant fear that Kitty might be stolen. "I hear there is a shocking fashion for black catskin muffs. Wherever is Kitty gone to? Kitty! Kitty!" She called it Kitty, but Kitty called herself Miss Catherine St. Quentin. Cheesebox called her Q, and Winky Peeps called her Squintums. They were very common cats. The old lady would have been shocked had she known of the acquaintance. And she would have been painfully surprised had she ever seen Miss Kitty in a gentleman's Norfolk jacket and little fur-lined boots. Now, most cats love the moonlight and staying out at nights. It was curious how willingly Miss Kitty went to bed. And although the wash-house where she slept, locked in, was always very clean, upon some mornings Kitty was let out with a black chin. And on other mornings her tail seemed thicker, and she scratched. It puzzled me. It was a long time before I guessed there were, in fact, two black cats. If we had been outside the washhouse one summer night by moonlight, we might have seen one black cat cross the yard and jump upon the windowsill. "You are late, Winky Peeps," said another black cat inside.
"Sorry, Squintums," answered the first black cat.